Hi, this is Reverend Janine Macklin of Spirit and Riches, and this is Manna and Manifesting, healing your relationship with God and money for your success, for your fulfillment, for the manifestation of your dreams and your goals. This is class course number 6, and tonight I'm talking about a practice that will activate your manifestation, but more importantly, can accelerate your manifestation. What we've looked at over this time, for some of those of you who joined me for the first time, we started with looking at manna and manifesting and as a principal substance and the spiritual substance for the whole experience, and that it's always going on all the time, all around us. It was just not introduced to that, to us as that when we were growing up. We were sitting at the dinner table. Maybe even when you were in college. There's always this process of things coming from what's invisible and becoming visible. And because a lot of times we're not around for the invisible part, we just see the final manifestation part, we have a tendency to think that everything happens very, very quickly. So that was really a conversation about what's really going on, recognizing that there is some force, some power, some presence, however you define it for yourself, that is pretty much holding everything together. And it's not us, per se. We're part of it, but we're not the one that's orchestrating it. And that becomes one of the key pieces. And when I take a course that I have called Sacred Wealth System, and really dive into that to really understand how you can live from that perspective. I think one woman got on the call the second or third week, and she's like, you know, I'm having a hard time with God, me and God doing this together. And so that's what the first one was really all about. And the next we began to look at how do you feel about money. And please post in the Facebook group, since beginning to now, how do you feel about money? The actual cash dollars in your hand. How does that feel to you? And then you had a visualization, I believe, at that point around money coming to your door. And then we looked at what it means. What's that process of from invisible to visibility? That's around energy. And that everything that you see around you right now, wherever you are, you look around, started in the invisible. It's like an iceberg. There's part of what we can see, and then there's so much more that we can't see. And then we tapped into that practice that so many people do because that's what we were taught to do, or many of us were, and that was praying from possibility rather than praying from pain. So that we were praying. And someone, I think Monique put one in the Facebook group. Absolutely beautiful. But praying from where it is you want to end up. Praying from what it is that you actually want to see showing up in your life, the possibility of the goal being reached, the possibility of the solution unfolding for you, you know, the possibility of the answer coming. And then last week's call, I have to say, just amazing, fun, and hilarious for me. I don't know who the woman was. She was so sweet. It was so honest. And I said to her, because last week we were talking about following our guidance. And so I said to her, well, who do you think the guidance is coming from? And some of you were on the call. You heard it. And she said, oh, it's coming from God. And I said, and you still don't follow it? And she said, no, I'm busy. And I just thought, that's just amazing. I mean, it didn't get any better than that, that you get direct information from God. And someone, again, it was Monique, put a comment in our community of something that Joel Osteen had said, which I thought, oh, that is so perfect. If someone needed additional confirmation of what I was saying, in case some people may think I'm just crazy, then you have his ministries that he said, I found it. It says, there are times you will be given intuition. You just know something, and you can't explain it. You may not have facts to back it up, but you just know. Don't override it. Don't talk yourself out of it. That's God giving you inside information. And I just put love it, because that's it. It's inside information directly for you. You know, they didn't tell your sister, so your sister could tell you, and then somebody else had to tell you. It came directly to you. And we really looked at how we hear that with the something. I think I used the example that one of my clients had said that something had told her to move her furniture the night before for the cleaning people who were coming to do her carpet the morning after. And it was perfect because their time changed. They ended up coming earlier than the regular scheduled time. And if she hadn't listened to the something, she wouldn't have got her rug and her carpets clean. And then we also have heard it said by ourselves and others, I should have followed my first mind. And then someone else was so gracious to remind me that the third one was, everything just falls into place. And for you to become more mindful of that as you're moving forward in your life. And as I work with those who join me in my class, the Sacred Wealth System, that's one of the criteria. We take a couple of weeks on that if we have to actually get you to follow your intuition and really tease out what is it that's so uncomfortable. How come you're not willing to? What is it that you're not trusting? You trust that the stars don't fall on your head when you're sleeping, and you're trusting that we're on a planet that's spinning in the middle of the universe isn't going to collide. So then how come when it comes to direct information in your life, you're not willing to trust that? So that's always a fun course that we go through, and it's a fun experience to walk through. So that may be something that some of you want to look at, you know, as we move forward to see if that's something you want to be a part of and join me in that experience. It's a 6-week course, but it really ends up being 12 weeks because every other week I actually have you following through on specific assignments because I want to see changes happen in your life. And it's just a great way for you to dive deeper into what we've begun to touch on during this 6-week series. When I am looking at manifesting a program, an event, I've got the course coming that I'm talking to you about. I have a retreat that's coming up as well. One of the ways for me to stay focused and to give my mind something to do is a practice that we're aware of, but so often we don't I don't think we really understand the value of what it means for us and how everything is so connected. And when we express a particular kind of energy, when we can really bask in and just dive into with enthusiasm a particular energy, it has the power to elevate, it has the power to shift, and it has the power to escalate. And so it's about us really being mindful of that. And I found something. Let me see if I can do this in such a way that you can hear this. Okay, listen to that.
Sacred practices that fuels your joy, ease your pain, connects you to your source, and triggers your success. And it's also one of the things that many people are afraid to do. If you're not familiar with divine love and wealth principles, you may not easily connect your own power and joy to giving. It may kind of seem like an empty hole where you just kind of give and give, but you don't understand why or how it's connected to your own joy and wealth. Well, let me tell you, when you give, you always receive. Always. See, it's a win-win. Sometimes it's not always like for like. Like if you give $10, you'll get $10 back immediately. But it can show up in other ways. Sometimes it's a feeling that's good, that we chase, like happiness. I may give money to a homeless person, and that act fills me. It allows me to participate in the unlimited giving of the universe. Later, I receive a compliment from a stranger that opens my heart, which gives me joy. So I encourage you to give. Give and expect good things. Don't give keeping track. Just give, and you will receive.
So that's one part of what I would want you to recognize. And if you're going to take notes or write something down, one of them is giving. The next one is appreciation. So we're closing out this series. And any of you who, like I said, continue to work with me, we'll pick up in another couple of weeks with giving and appreciation. These are the two powerful energies that elevate, escalate manifestation. Giving and appreciation. When you're wanting something to unfold in your life, when you're wanting something to manifest in your life, one of the key pieces is to be able to stay in alignment with what you want. And some of what I've taught you about over this time is about staying in alignment, but there's some more pieces and elements to how you stay in alignment. The power of your language, the power of feelings, intention, and attention are those four pieces that go along with that. So you want to be in alignment with what it is. And oftentimes when things aren't showing up the way you're thinking they're supposed to show up, when you've done so much, what's happened is you very well may have gotten stuck. And where we get stuck is in how come it's not here yet? It should be here yet. It should be here now. Or I've done everything I was supposed to do. Or I did everything Janine told me to do, and it's not working. And so we end up getting stuck in what I call resistance, which is another feeling and energy to discuss at another point. But how you get out of resistance, how you get out of frustration, how you get out of low vibrations and energy, and I know we've only touched on energy a little bit, is to give. Is to give. And so many people, really many people, aren't comfortable with giving because of the lack, not enough thinking and thoughts, unconscious, that may be still anchored within, there's a tendency to hold on. But what I need for you to understand is that there's a divine circulation that's happening in the universe. We see it in what we call nature and in the seasons. For most of us, I got to wait a little while for my East Coast people to catch up because they've had some interesting weather over there. But for most of us, we'll be slowly heading into spring, blooming, blossoms, fragrances. I think I was in D.C. this time last year and saw the cherry blossoms for the first time. Oh, my God, it was magical. And then we'll go through all the seasons, and then we'll get to a point where they'll be barren. We see nothing. The trees have nothing on them. And someone could say, oh, there's nothing there. There's nothing there. But we know underneath in the soil, in that amazing energy of Mother Earth, something is always happening. We just can't see it. So you have this cycle that lets you know that everything is moving in cycles. There's always a cycle. As you give and you send it out into the universe, it comes back to you. Now, you've heard this. This isn't anything new. But what you want to begin to become aware of is how much you're participating in it and how excited you are to be a part of it and how freely you do it. That's what you want to become aware of, because the whole premise in manifesting is like attracts like. So when we work together, it's about moving, you're elevating your energy to a particular level, shall we say, that it's there on a consistent basis, so you're attracting like attracts like. So if it was on a scale of 1 to 10 and 9 and 10 were enlightenment and love and joy and bliss and ecstasy, and 1 and 2 and 5 were anger and sadness and guilt, then you would want to be able to keep yourself, your energy, and your vibration at least a 7 or an 8. So when you understand that, then it's a matter of what do I need to do to get my energy where it needs to be and to maintain it there. How do you maintain it in the midst of all the things that are happening in life, all the situations that happen through the course of your day, all the experiences that you are creating and attracting to yourself? How do you? And ultimately, what you do is use either of those practices, giving, the primary one, to be what activates you and keeps you in that vibration. The thing about giving is so wonderful, you don't have to give money. It could be your time. All I can say, whatever you give, I want you to be excited to give it, to be in it, to be in the experience. No attachment to, okay, well, I'm going to give today because when I give today, something's going to be given back to me. It doesn't serve that kind of purpose. Because life and the universe is taking care of us all the time. There is oxygen and, you know, that we're breathing all the time that we don't have anything to do with. We're not giving anything. Blood's running through all our veins and our bodies. So whatever it is, for you to be able to do it from a really wonderful, light, fun, excited place. I was walking with my son one day, and we came out of CVS, and there was a gentleman there. He's so sweet. He is such my sage. And there was a gentleman there, and I saw him, and I just said hello. Well, he thought he would stop and say hello, too. So the gentleman said, how are you? He said, I'm well. How are you? And he said, you know, he was doing okay. And he said something to my child. And so he said, okay, and he walked away. And he said, well, Mom, are we going to give him any money? I said, well, no, not today. And he said to me, he said, well, if not today, then when? How come not today? And my commitment to him is to be honest within the realm of his age limit. And I had no answer for him. He says, so can we give him money? I said, well, do you have money? He said, no, but can you give me money and I can get it back up from my piggy bank? And I said, that's okay, honey. And so I just gave him some money. The innocence of his giving is what caught me. The innocence. You know, sometimes we can get caught up with giving money to people because you think they're homeless or they should have a job or they're going to buy alcohol with it or they're going to do this or do that. Not my child. I, you know, if it's up to him, we would just go around all day, every day, just giving. And so I said to myself from that point on, I said, okay, Janine, when they ask you, give, because I have more than enough. I have an overflow. And so I give. I give clothes every month. So either I better stay at the sizes that I am, because if I'm not and I'm not wearing it, it doesn't fit or whatever, I'm giving it. Happy. I'm happy to. I don't know that I'll ever be the kind of person that has the house. My house is pretty big, and I've got quite a few closets in here, and my closets aren't full, that would have just tons of clothes and tons of shoes and all of that. I wear what I like. So that means I'm not going to have a whole bunch of stuff in my closet that I don't like. It's just hanging in there. And if it's there for the month and I haven't worn it, I give. There's some person somewhere that can be wearing it. And since everything is supposed to be used, everything should be used. So if I'm not using it, and from my perspective, then what? That's a waste. Some person somewhere could use it. Same thing with my son. Every month he takes his stuff out. We put it in our bags, and then we give it. Sometimes we give it to, here in California, we have these bins, and you just put it in the bin, and it says it's going to an organization that's going to give it to kids or whatever. Or we'll take it to the Salvation Army, because we know they're going to do whatever with it and then sell it, or the Goodwill, and they're going to sell it. But get in the practice of giving. Get in the practice. I was keeping recyclable bottles. And I was doing it for my son. It's another way for me to keep him working and teaching him responsibility. And so since he drinks as much water as I do, and then we keep him in the plastic bag, and then we go to the recycle station. And, of course, he doesn't want to go because it smells bad. Yeah, right. You're going to take it up there because then you're going to want the money. And then recently, though, there was a homeless man, and they come the night before and look for recyclables. And I told him, we don't have any in there. I'm putting recyclables out there because I didn't want to give them to the city. And so then I said, would you use it? Would you like it? And he's like, yeah. So now I give our bags of bottles to the homeless. Because I thought, you know, my son's going to learn. He's going to learn responsibility, take out the trash. He's going to learn. So why not show him another way for us to give? So I really want you to look in your life to see what's your relationship with giving, really. And I know we grew up with tithing, and you can tithe 10%. 15%, 20%, there's no limit on it. And for me, there's no limit on what who you tithe to. Because as I understood, it was to that which is feeding your soul and your spirit. That may be your church. That may be your synagogue. That may be your temple. Maybe your mosque. It may be someone around the corner from you. It may be a particular teacher that you have. That's something you can do as well. But I'm just letting you know, it doesn't always have to be money. It's that your heart is open and you're participating in this divine circulation on the planet, that you're giving and you're willing to receive. You're willing to give, you're willing to receive. It's a circle. I just want you to always remember, if you don't remember anything else, it's a circle. And each time you give, you participate in that. I call it the divine circulation. We just recently gave away some cars. I had a car, because my cars are paid for. I think it was a 2001. So it was like 14 years old. But I had taken good care of my car. And I was getting another car. And I had made a list of friends who had been in situations who could, you know, benefit from a car. And then I actually thought about my godson, whose mom really wasn't able to provide him with too much or give him too much support. And I was fortunate enough that when I was, I guess, high school, my mom and dad gave me a Mustang. We called it used. Now they call it pre-owned. But it was good. It was fast. It was fun. And so I gave him a car because I called him to see what was going on in his life, and he was saying it was a great time, and he had been depressed, and he wasn't sure what he was going to do. And I told him, you know, if I die tomorrow, I know my son will be okay. We've instilled so much in him, so many people. It's really been a village with him. I said, but you, I'm just not sure about what you're going to do with your life. So I said, have you looked for a job? Are you going in the military? What are you going to do? And I said, how are you getting around? He said he was taking the bus. And I said, okay, fine. If you had a car, would that help? He said, yes, that would help. So when they came over for Easter, we filled out the paperwork and everything and gave him the car that I had. And it was a four-door Lexus, and he's a big kid. He's like six, got to be at least 6'1", 2, or 3. So I knew it would have enough room for him to be able to move around in. And I was nervous because there was a sound that I heard that sounded like the brake pads, and I tried to get it fixed before I gave it to him. And my cousin, his aunt, was like, come on now. You're giving him a car. I don't think he's going to be upset and say, oh, no, I don't want the car because the brake pads are making noise. I thought, okay, well, you never know. I just wanted to put him in a position moving forward so he could do what he needed to do with his life. And then we had another car that we gave away, and we gave that to my cousin, who had been taking care of her two nieces after her sister had made her transition from cancer. And she quit her job at the post office. She moved in with them, and she raised them. It's been like 4 or 5 years. And as they're getting older now and going to proms and all these different events, she was just running ragged with her car. And we had another car that we gave to her. And the interesting thing about this is the two new cars that we got were given to us. So you just never know what's going to show up when you can really authentically be with excitement and enthusiasm, give and share what you have. Give and share what you have. The other practice accelerates, activates your manifestation is the practice of appreciating what you have right now. I mean fully and completely appreciating what you have right now. I had one of you called me or either sent me an email. Some of you sent me emails, and she wanted to talk with me. And so I said, sure, we set up a time to talk. And she was so delightful. She was really delightful because She was fighting for her time. She didn't want to work for anyone. She wanted her own time. She wanted her own schedule because she wanted to have her freedom. And it was great as I kept talking with her and we looked at some options for her to do. I remember the last thing I said to her was, when you make your schedule for yourself, schedule in my time, free time, do nothing time. And I said, you said put one particular time here and put another time here so that you do nothing. And I said, I mean for you to do nothing during that time. Won't you sit and be still? And she's like, well, now I feel like I should do something. I say, of course, that's the way our brain is. As soon as somebody tells us don't, we're like, oh, no, I want to do it anyway. But what was interesting is she was talking about a job that she had. She said, well, you know, it's a part-time job. You know, it doesn't matter. It's, you know, it's really not all that. I said, whoa, hold up. Listen to what you're saying. You have a job. There's some people in this country that don't have a job and haven't had a job in many years. Do not minimize anything that you all have right now. Do not minimize it. Don't think, oh, well, you know, it's not a job. What, because it's part-time? Do they pay you? I mean, that's the end result, ultimately, is that they pay you. Now, it may not be the job you want ultimately, but right now, it's paying the bills or it's putting food on the table, whatever it is. Appreciation is a powerful practice for you to cultivate. Now, I didn't say gratitude. I said appreciation. Think of what you appreciate or who you appreciate. And as you think about it, feel how you feel in that feeling of appreciation. Feel how you feel in that feeling of appreciation. Can you tap into, I don't know, well, you know what, never mind, write this down and then we'll talk about it. What words come up to describe the feeling when you actually tap into appreciation? What would come up for you? So it's different than gratitude. That's why I'm not asking you to be in gratitude. There's a different piece, an element to it. But appreciation has its own energy. One of the things I teach about in the Sacred Wealth Course is the levels of energy and the pioneers with energy. One of those is Abraham Hicks, which is channeled through Esther Hicks. One of those is... I see his face, I see his name, but he did a book called Power versus Force, and David Hawkins, thank you, and he talks about the different energies and the levels of the energies. Appreciation is one of the highest levels of energy, because appreciation, I guess if you translated it, would mean love. So it's an energy of love. So it's really being able to appreciate what you have. Not take it for granted. Not judge it that it's not enough. Not think I want something better. Nothing that diminishes it. But really being in love with it and appreciating it, appreciating every compliment, every kiss, every hug, every moment when you were down and you got up. Look at where you are and appreciating everything you have that it's so easy to take for granted. It's easy to take for granted the couch you may be sitting on, the cart you may be sitting in, the bed you may be sitting on, the table or the desk that you're sitting at, because you're like, oh, yeah, that's what you do all the time. It's easy for us to minimize what we have around us all the time. It's called taking it for granted. So you could imagine that when you live from a perspective that you appreciate everything that you have and you're not taking anything for granted, how that can just spiral into this like tornado of amazing, powerful energy when it comes to manifesting. Because remember, like attracts like. So then if you can start this swirl and tornado of appreciation and this energy and vibration of appreciation, then the universe just gives you more to appreciate. It just gives you more to appreciate because you appreciate it. You could be sitting on the floor. You could be cold because you don't have enough blankets. You could be sleeping on sidewalks, on park benches. You could have no money, even though you may say, well, I don't have any money now. Sure you do. You may not have as much as you want. You may be managing it in a different kind of way. So when you want more of something, you appreciate what you have. You want more money, you appreciate the money that you have. You want more love in your relationship, appreciate the love that you have. You want more yumminess in your relationship, want more intimacy, appreciate the intimacy and the yumminess that you have. Anything that you want more of in your life right now, appreciate that. Oh, you better go, Brandy. You found out I was online, huh? So the difference between appreciation and gratitude, it's the energy. And I know I didn't talk about this a lot because there's only so much I can do in the 6 weeks. It's the different energy levels. Gratitude, usually, when we're talking about gratitude, and I guess I can look on this phone to see what the definition says. But the energy of gratitude really is a lot like, I am so grateful that that worked out, or I'm so grateful that that happened, or that that was taken care of. Gratitude usually comes out of, I think I've said it before, something we've either been through, gotten over, gotten under, gotten through. You know, it's almost out of challenges. If that makes sense. Think of the time that you are saying that you're expressing gratitude. It's like you've gotten through something. You made it through a situation. You made it through to the other side. So you're grateful. It's a subtle shift. It's a subtle shift in your energy. Versus when you're in appreciation, just solely appreciation. Nothing has to happen for you to appreciate. Usually with gratitude, something's happened, and we're so grateful for their support, or we're so grateful that someone called, or we're so grateful that this person helped us out. Appreciation is just an energy almost of awe, that you are just in so awe that you just appreciate it. And it doesn't have to be attached to anything that happened. It's just something that you looked at maybe one day with a different set of eyes. And there's a feeling that gets activated within you that can see full and total preciousness, let me say. A preciousness about something that is just so precious. And what it does when you're feeling it is it triggers and cracks open your heart. It just triggers something And it's a preciousness about it. That you recognize the goodness. You know, it could be a tree that you just appreciate. I was looking at a tree. I have this tree. I meant to take a picture of it and put it on Facebook. I have this tree that I drive by at least once a week. And I just appreciate, oh, I think it's the most amazing tree I've ever seen. And every time I drive by it, I talk to it and tell it I came by to see it. And all the roots are up on top of this grass. And it looks like a masterpiece to me. It looks like an outstanding masterpiece. And I just send it love whenever I see it because I so appreciate its beauty and the way it stands there and the fact that they say the roots of trees, you know, are like a block or so long. So when you really think of, like, all the trees that there are on the planet, how they're spread out everywhere are, you know, and I sit in my office, there's some trees across the way on the hill, and one looks like it has just been perfectly trimmed like a natural. Every time I see it, I just am like, wow, look at you. That's appreciation. It's that preciousness. It's that wow factor. And there are really no words for it, but it triggers something in your heart. And that what's triggered in your heart, that energy, that feeling, like attract like, that's going to manifest in an amazing way in your life. I was sitting in a car one day waiting for someone to come out of the doctor's office, and it was fall because the leaves are turning orange, and I remember this so clearly. And I was just sitting there looking at the leaves falling off the tree. It's like when I was in D.C. and I was watching the cherry blossoms, same thing there. And it floated. I watched this one leaf. It floated from way at the top all the way down. I just watched it, and I thought, look at you. You're just trusting and gliding that the wind and the breeze is just going to carry you. And I thought it was the most precious thing. I thought, wow, what if we could trust the universe like that? Or the cherry blossoms, when the wind would blow, they would fall, and it was like snowflakes falling. So I know all that may be a bit much for you, but I do want you to get the sense of the preciousness of it. I mean, that's the way I look at things in life. That's the way that I keep my energy aligned with the goal that I want to see so that I don't have as much of the mind chatter that says, you know, oh, this isn't working or this isn't happening or, you know, how come this isn't happening? And because it's like a plane, then I'm going to take a bit of a dive in my energy. So you want to look at what you can appreciate. And, and there's no reason for it not to be everything that's in your life. The car that gets you from point A to point B, the subway system that gets you from point A to point B, the shoes that keep your feet covered, the chair that you sit in so you don't have to sit on the floor unless you want to, the clothes, the coats, the sweaters, the pants, the jeans, the bras, the panties, the shorts, the swimsuits, the everything, the blankets, the dishes, the stove, everything. There's nothing for us not to appreciate because it's all, when you think about it, it's all here for us. You know, the horse doesn't need a chair. A dog, well, I mean, they probably like laying on the couches, but they don't need a pair of pants. It's all here for us. And sometimes we're moving so fast in our life and we're like, no, I don't need that right now. I want something bigger. I want something better. Only when we appreciate what we already have does it come. Like attracts like. So that's one of the fundamental pieces in manifesting. And when you really get the connection and the oneness with you and God, Spirit, the something, whatever you call that, and you and everything else in the planet, then that's when you get to play in the possibilities and really begin to manifest in your life because you recognize where you fit in the scheme of things. Appreciation really will create an amazing shift in your life, in your experience. And I remember reading one of the big manifestors, I guess, in the game is also Joe Vitale. And Joe Vitale was in The Secret. If you saw The Secret, and if you haven't, do see it. If you do the course with me, I'm going to have you do it, so you might as well do it anyway. And he was sleeping in his car. His story is similar to Tyler Perry's. And was in a hotel room, a motel room, and wasn't sure what he was going to do next. He's like, I didn't have anything. I couldn't see where I was going to go next, what I was going to do. And he had always heard about this thing about appreciation. And he said, well, it can't hurt. It can't hurt. Whatever I'm saying to you, it can't hurt. So that's why you get to do it. And then tell me what happens. And so he was in the room, and it was a pencil. So he picked up the pencil and said, okay, well, I'll appreciate this pencil. So then as he began to look at it a little bit more closely, he said, okay, well, I appreciate the fact that I can write with it. And because of his state of mind, he said, you know, I appreciate that. I can write a suicide note with it. And he looked at it, and he thought, wow, okay, so I appreciate that someone, you know, thought of this to create it. It's yellow, it has lead in it. Oh, and I appreciate the fact that it has an eraser. So that means that I could erase the suicide note. And the more he began to sit with that simple object, he felt a shift happening within him because he could just simply appreciate the pencil. And so he went through the room and appreciated everything that he had. And that's what I would leave you with, is to appreciate in the room you're in right now everything that you have, everything that your eyes can see. It's all there for your comfort. It's all there for your comfort. I loved my car. I so appreciated my car. I loved it. Everybody was teasing me because they're like, you're not going to be able to let your car go. You're not going to be able to let your car go. But I had been told that another car was coming, so I had to let it go. But I did. I love my car. I appreciate it. I tell my son, you know what? I had a Lexus. He's like, but that's not the point. What do I tell you? He said, I know. Cars get you from point A to point B. I say, yeah, because you can be in your Ferrari that he loves or his Lamborghinis that he loves, and you're still going to sit in traffic with the rest of us. It gets you from point A to point B. But I just loved it. I loved it. It would get us from point A to point B, that we could talk, that it had music, all of that. And see, we take so much for granted. But when you really want to start playing in the playground of possibility and manifesting happening in your life, in your business, in your relationships with yourself, relationships with your partners, with your spouses, with your girlfriends, boyfriends, marriages, with your family, with your siblings, you want to find that one thing with them and appreciate the heck out of it. We spend a lot of time focusing on how to get on our nerves. I would want you to flip that and focus on the piece that you appreciate. Because there's something that everyone does that you appreciate that. And I was talking to another person who, before I got on the call, and she was saying some shifts were happening with her supervisor. And what I was expressing to her is, as we begin to shift inside ourselves, as we begin to really kind of play with manifesting and we begin to understand who we are and really begin to live into that and believe it and operate from that, because you know you can believe anything you want to, right? So you can believe what you choose to about yourself. But as we really begin to step into some really amazing thoughts about ourselves, we shift on the inside. Our energy shifts. Our heart, our lungs, our pancreas, our livers, none of that changes. But our cells, our neutrons and our protons, those all begin to change and shift. That shifts our energy. And as our energy shifts, it's what actually goes out into the universe and deals with everybody and touches base with everyone and connects with everyone. And then you start to notice that your relationships change. You start to notice that your interactions change, that what you had a whole lot of heaviness on or frustration about, that it gets light, or you just walk away, and stuff doesn't bother you. It just rolls off because you are more committed to living your life in a particular kind of way, a particular energy and vibration, because you know you're going to attract certain things into your life. That's when you really step into being a creator. So those would be the last two when we're looking at manna and manifesting, and you know it just automatically, healing your relationship with God and money. You can appreciate God, life, the universe, something, Allah, Krishna, however you define it for yourself, appreciate that and appreciate the money you do have and participate in the divine circulation of giving, you will see a shift happen in your life. That I can guarantee. Because even if you give, well, maybe I won't guarantee that. I'll guarantee that if you give from a place of alignment. Giving begrudgingly, you didn't give. That's not giving. You know, giving expecting something back, that's not giving. And appreciation, well, that's just the energy. Hopefully you felt all that energy that I was sharing with you around appreciation. It's at that level. But you give, you appreciate, in alignment, it will have an impact on you and your life. So I'm by no means am I going to leave you here. Of course, I'd like to take at least all of you with me to deep dive further into these principles, to really look at one or two things that you want to manifest and walk you through a six-week program or course to manifest that one thing and to live in alignment for that one thing, to think the thoughts for that one thing, to identify yourself as the creator in your life and what that means, how to use your feelings and use your language to create in your life. How your heart has such ability to really open up so that the floodgates can just open up and what you're wanting to see showing in your life and unfolding in your life can happen. And then how intention plays such a big part, and attention, what you put your attention on and your intention, how all of that plays such a big part in what it is that you want to see showing up in your life, are that one or two things that you would actually be looking to manifest. So any of you who want to hear more about that, want to talk with me about that, do what you've been doing. Send me an email. Or you can put something in our Facebook group that says, you know, I want to know more. I'd love to talk with you just one-on-one about it so you can hear about the different modules. One is you plus God plus money, how to expand your source of wealth. Expand it. One is vulnerability and value, the power of your unique presence, because I need you charging in your business the value you bring, not dollars per hour. Another one is your sacred wealth breakthrough, their inner blocks that have put stops on your financial flow. So how do we move that out the way? How you can unmask your hurt for your financial freedom, because it ain't cute to be broke and to have a broken heart. I think you'd all agree. How your intention and your intuition become practices, as well as appreciating and giving. And then lastly, of course, living a spirit-enriched life. How do you leverage the universe for what it is that you want to see unfolding in your life? So that's the way the course goes. That's how we dive deeper into this experience of you manifesting what it is that you want to see showing up in your life. And you're absolutely right. Someone was saying God loves a cheerful giver. It's true. God, life, the universe, however you define that, like responds to like. I mean, just think about the people in your life. I hope you have people in your life that you like. You have people in your life that you don't like. It's the same way with life. It's the same way with money. It's the same way with your relationships. So, again, if you're interested in walking further with me and diving deeper, send me an email and just say you want to, you're ready, you want to talk. We can make that happen. And then I'm going to open up the line.